From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
Confident that we will avoid a catastrophic.
The debt ceiling bill heads for a full House vote today after barely getting out of committee. The ongoing GOP pushback as the nation heads towards possible default.
Plus, Amanda, San Francisco Mayor London Breed is set to lay out her proposed budget plan, which is said to ramp up spending on homelessness. This morning, we're looking at what else her budget plan could include.
And we are off to another cool start here in the Bay Area. We have a late week warm up I'll let you know about coming up in your first alert forecast.
And it is already a busy start for your Wednesday morning commute. We've got a backup at the Bay Bridge, plus a car fire slowing things down as you work your way across the upper deck.
Well, good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us. Come on in. Let's take a live look outside for you. It looks a little gloomy outside this morning, and we have some cooler weather as well. We're looking live at the Bay right here in San Francisco. And Jess, what are people going to see when they head out the door this morning? Is this fog kind of just across the entire Bay Area right now?
In a lot of pockets, yes, and low visibility right now near Pleasanton and even close to Livermore, too. But here's what we're looking at right now. Heading into the next couple hours, that marine layer is going to slowly start pulling back along the coast. We're off to a May gray setup, though. And to add to that, I mean, we're right around the corner to June gloom. So we're in store for beautiful conditions when it comes to the next couple days. Here's what we're looking at right now with temperatures 54 degrees in Concord, 53 in Livermore. Like I said, off to a cool start. Daytime highs today still below average. And heading into the next couple days, in all honesty, we still deal with these cool mornings. But the good news is, as the high pressure starts building its way in, we're actually going to see some upper 70s, even low 80s off in the Santa Clara Valley. So San Jose today still in the low 70s. Look at that cloud deck kind of just floating above us right now. That's all throughout the Santa Clara Valley. So no issues at the surface level. We're just dealing with some clouds that will pull back along the coast into the afternoon hours. And the reason why it's been so cool recently, well, low pressure is dipping down just enough to give us some nice cool air from the Pacific Northwest. And that's also the direction of the wind pushing in with that onshore flow. That's the reason why we've been seeing some breezy afternoons all throughout the Bay Area, or here locally in the Bay Area. Now, high pressure is going to start moving its way in into the weekend. It does a couple things for us. It dries us up, first off. So we're going to see plenty of sunshine into this afternoon setup for the next couple days. But to add to that, also going to be seeing a lot warmer temperatures. I'll let you know more about that visibility in just a bit. Like I said, low visibility right now near Pleasanton, a lot better near Livermore right now. Fremont still dealing with that foggy setup. Things are going to change within the next couple hours. But for now, Gianna, how are the roads looking with all this?
It is a busy start to your Wednesday commute. But first, I want to get an update on a two-car crash in San Mateo County that happened late last night. All lanes are now back open on Highway 1 north of Bean Hollow Road. This is following a deadly crash that happened nearby there. Yesterday, CHP officers shut down the highway after two cars had a head-on collision. Now, both of those cars actually ended up in a lagoon near the intersection. Two people died in the crash. One passenger was airlifted to Stanford in critical condition. As of right now, police have not said what caused the accident. Let's look at current traffic conditions right now, because it is a busy start to your Wednesday commute. If you are taking the Bay Bridge, look at this behind me. It is already getting busy for anyone making that ride over into the city. Adding to this backup here with those metering lights on, we're getting reports of a car fire, and we just saw some flashing lights headed westbound on the upper deck over towards the west end. It may be blocking at least one lane. This is westbound 80. Just as you exit that Fremont Street area, looks like one lane may be blocked due to fire crews. And again, a vehicle was reported on fire. People passing by could say they could see flames coming from underneath the vehicle. So definitely keep that in mind if you are taking the Bay Bridge. You might consider the San Mateo Bridge until everything clears up through there. Amanda.
Eek, scary situation on the roads right there. Thanks, Gianna. Let's look at our top stories now. The House Rules Committee advanced a bipartisan compromise to raise the debt ceiling and limit government spending. A vote is expected today on the House floor. Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy is searching for more GOP votes to support the deal he reached with President Biden. But leaders of the hardline conservative House Freedom Caucus say it falls far short of spending cuts they wanted. Back here in the Bay, state lawmakers and transit leaders are calling for a bailout, saying federal transit relief is running out. There's just a little over 2 weeks to approve a new state budget that could give federal transit enough funding. Advocates say allowing transit to fail could have lasting impacts, cutting off a lifeline for vulnerable riders, including seniors, youth, and those of low income. The man accused of killing tech executive Bob Lee has a new defense team. Attorney Paula Canny announced yesterday she had withdrawn from representing Lima Momeni. A high-profile attorney who made headlines during the Trump administration is actually going to take her place. As Lauren Toms reports, Canny was pretty blunt about the split with Momeni.
Shit happens in representing people. It's just like that.
Nima Momeni, accused of fatally stabbing tech executive Bob Lee, has split from his defense attorney Paula Canny just before what was supposed to be his preliminary hearing.
It's both with great disappointment and relief that I'm here. It's a just super messed up situation.
It's unclear the reason for the separation, but Canny describes it like a divorce with a dispute of irreconcilable differences.
It is super interesting, but I'm not ever going to tell you.
The person filling her shoes is Florida-based criminal defense attorney Sam Zunganang. According to his social media, he has represented clients throughout the U.S., as well as Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. He also says he is 100% Persian, something legal experts say is appealing to Momeni and his family. Photos and videos on his Instagram highlight famous clients he's defended in cases he has won, including rapper Kodak Black, an MMA fighter, and former basketball star Lamar Odom. Zangane will be taking over a case with a mountain of evidence to dig through, including recent court filings that show still images from surveillance at the Millennium Tower. The pictures show Lee leaving the building and meeting a man believed to be Momeni. Zangane's social media profile paints a picture of a lawyer who does not shy away from a fight, and he has had tough words for prosecutors.
How do prosecutors sleep at night when they put away innocent people? And I gotta tell you, it happens all the time.
Canny has maintained that Momeni is not guilty, but today she says he may not have made the best decision by switching lawyers.
You know, how do I go to sleep at night? The best pillow is a good conscience, a clean conscience. So that's how I try to live my life. Hey,
well, happening today, Mayor London Breed is expected to announce a budget plan with an emphasis on key city priorities. Already this morning, though, we have some insight on one thing she plans to focus on, and that's ramping up spending on homelessness. Breed has a 5-year goal to cut the city's homelessness in half. The city already has a new team working to help people living on the streets. Her proposed budget would create 600 new shelter beds next year. She'd like to keep open more than 500 beds that were paid for by COVID emergency money that has run out. She also plans to expand new housing and services to prevent people from becoming homeless. To make sure money doesn't just sit there unused, the mayor is introducing an ordinance to give the Board of Supervisors more flexibility on how supervisors spend existing homeless funds.
People are tired of excuses. They're tired of bureaucracy. I'm tired of it. I want to see results. And that is why we've had to make some very hard, also very controversial, challenging decisions in order to get to that place.
All right, so let's get back to that new team I mentioned earlier. It's a specialized team of outreach workers who has already began hitting the streets to respond to homeless calls. The group is called HEART, and it's an expansion of the Urban Alchemy nonprofit. They will offer emergency help with things like food, clothes, and wheelchairs, and even try to link people with other city services. Another priority Mayor Breed may focus on could be what to do about public safety and how to deal with the growing drug problem here in the city. We expect to hear from Breed at City Hall later this morning at 11 o'clock. Amanda.
All right, anything to clean up the streets, Justin. And San Francisco is also trying this. They're hoping a splashy $6 million ad campaign will help bring in some badly needed tourism money.
Welcome to the most beautiful city in the world, where it's never the same, but always San Francisco.
Oh, I like it. That's catchy. The Always San Francisco campaign features all our iconic city scenes and cameos, actually, from some local celebs as well. The city's tourism bureau expects it to reach nearly 200 million people worldwide. So the big question, will they come here after seeing it? Stay tuned.